Archer's Omnibus for the week 29 October to 3 November 2000.
Oh, couldn't eat another bite, love.
Oh, that were a smashing meal, Mum.
Nice to be able to have all the family sitting down to a proper Sunday dinner.
Yeah, it is.
It's been so long.
Grandad ain't sitting down, he's lying down. After we all got an extra lying with the clocks going back.
That ain't the point. Pass us your bowl then, will you?
No, you know, we missed having his Sunday afternoon nap.
Weren't room at the caravan.
Only got you plaguing the life out of him at the flat.
He snored! You should try sharing a room with him.
We can put all that behind us now. You've got your own room and so's your grandad.
Didn't you mind giving up the front room for him?
No. We can make the back parlour nice and cosy and we can eat in here.
I've got my own bedroom.
Which is all that matters.
Well, it is to me. Where can we go and get the rest of my stuff, Dad?
Yeah, I thought we'd go over this afternoon. Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to give our notice in tomorrow.
You fancy coming and giving us a hand, William?
Oh, I thought I might go and collect some of the stuff you left round Ambridge.
Now, that is a good idea.
Yeah, except I can't remember where half of it is.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff at your place.
Ah, Caroline, won't mind if you leave that there a bit longer. I thought I'd start at Brookfield.
Yes, they've been so kind to us.
Well, you're not fetching baby spice, are you?
Of course not, don't be daft.
Well, I know the garden's a fair size, but...
Yeah, you could hide a good few cows in there.
You don't half talk rubbish. Just because it's a bit overgrown.
Yeah, more than a bit. Joe says Tom Forrest would be turning in his grave if he could see it now.
Well, maybe he'll come and haunt us. It's Halloween this Tuesday. What have you done with my dahlias?
I think I will get baby spice. Swap her for you. She's got more sense.
Hey, don't worry, love. Dad's going to sort the garden out.
It'll keep him busy.
For the rest of his life.
Well, it'd be nice for him to have something to do.
Yeah, it does look a mess. Compare with next doors.
Oh, no. Theirs is a picture.
Yeah, who lives there, do you know?
Some townies use it as a weekend cottage, so Jack Woolley said. Don't know more than that.
I ain't here in the week. Oh, wicked.
Well, what's it to you?
Well, we can make as much noise as we like.
We ain't going to be making a lot of noise. I wonder why they ain't here this weekend.
Well, maybe they don't come every weekend.
Better and better.
Might be on holiday, I suppose, with it being half term last week. Have they got children, do you know?
I told you, Lord, Mr. Woolley didn't go into details.
Well, maybe they've got a fit daughter. These posh birds go in for a bit of roar and rush.
Yeah, in your dreams.
I'll have to ask Mrs. Snow.
And why would she know?
She's the nearest neighbour, dummy.
Oh, she's not, is she?
There's nothing wrong with her. If ever we need to borrow anything...
And you can forget that. This is a new start for us, and we're going to start with a clean slate.
Oh, I know, love.
You all right, Mum? So, Ed, come on.
You what?
Break the habit of a lifetime. And give me a hand with the washing up.
Do sit down, Linda.
Oh.
You don't mind if I carry on with this pastry?
Oh, no. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's just something I need to sort out with Phil about rehearsals this week.
I'm sure you won't be long.
Those look nice.
Apple pies for Jenny's Halloween do.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
All right, I think. She's a bit concerned about some of the performances.
Huh, I know the feeling.
I did ask her if she wanted me to drop the monkey's paw.
Well, I'm sure it's not you she's worried about.
No. I'm afraid it's Nigel.
Well... It's not my idea of the Ancient Mariner.
No. Anyway, there's a read-through this afternoon. I'm sure she'll sort him out.
This afternoon? Well, I am holding
No, you. I'm not going. I'm making a start on the pumpkin soup after this.
First things first.
I meant to do it on Friday, but with one thing and another.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
Well, we had some bad news about the cows. Leptospirosis, several of them.
Well, that sounds nasty.
It could be worse, but yes, it is worrying. Anyway, all the cows have to be vaccinated tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be a big job.
It is. And Ruth's due for her next lot of chemo as well.
How is she?
She's doing really well.
Good.
But David usually goes with her.
Well, I suppose she can't go on her own.
The last couple of times she could have. It's just nice to have company while they're doing it.
Yes. So who is going?
Usha's having the morning off.
Oh.
Give them a chance to catch up on some gossip.
Well, I'm sorry about your cows.
It's something Ruth would normally have kept an eye on. Both Phil and David are blaming themselves.
Oh, they can't remember everything.
That's what I keep telling them.
Planetary forces may be against them.
Certainly feels like it sometimes.
Things can get a bit turbulent round Halloween.
Let's hope our luck changes afterwards.
It's a fascinating time of year. Halloween, All Souls, Bonfire Night, Remembrance Sunday.
Yes.
The Celts would say we were at one of the gateways of the cosmos.
Would they?
Oh, yes.
Talking of Remembrance Sunday, has Janet told you about her idea?
What idea?
To have some older people describing their war experiences at the service.
Oh, wonderful. Who did she have in mind?
Well, she thought Jack Woolley. But I was wondering about asking Peggy, too.
She doesn't usually come to St. Stephen's.
She might make an exception in this case. Linda, would you mind answering that? I want to get this pie in the
oven. Yes, of course. Hello, William.
Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Snow. It's Mrs. Archer, isn't
it? Yes, come in.
Oh, thanks.
Take your coat off. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, Tara, I won't stop. I just wanted... Well, I don't know if you've heard that Mum and Dad have moved out of the caravan.
Yes, of course.
Have they gone back to Menno Rise?
No, they can give that up now. They're renting Keeper's Cottage.
Really? That's lovely.
I've been meaning to go over and welcome them to the neighbourhood.
Oh, thanks.
Jack never said anything about it.
I think Dad wanted it to be a surprise for Mum.
She must be so pleased.
Oh, she is.
Such a relief for you all.
Yes. So when did all this happen?
Friday. So we've been trying to get things straight all weekend.
Did you want to collect some of the stuff Eddie stored here now you've got some space?
Sort of. There's certainly something I'd like to take away with me.
That's the rest of the kitchen stuff.
You know what? Well, hang on a sec. What did you say?
I said I've got the kitchen stuff.
Think we make a start of my stuff yet?
Still a bit of a mess, though. Did you and your mates never clean the cooker?
Don't blame us. We never used it. Oh, you don't want me to clean that as well?
As well as what? You don't call this clean, do you? Every crumb your mum said.
Don't come off it, Dad. This carpet was never up to much in the first place.
Oh, if you say so. But your mum wants me to bring the vac this trip. So if you have to come back to clean, it'll be with a dustpan and brush.
Well, you are coming back then? I thought you wanted to get it all finished today.
Yeah, I did. If I never saw this place again, it'll be too soon. There's always more stuff than you think.
Yeah, we haven't even started on mine yet.
You've got loads to move as well, have you?
Yeah, it's really urgent.
Oh, we got time. Look, I can't hand in our notice till tomorrow. There's no rush.
Yes, there is.
Oi!
Like Mum said, it's a fresh start.
Hey, you don't mind moving then?
Of course not. Why would I?
Well, you was the only one who was ever keen on the place.
Well, only because it's near my mates. I never liked having to share a crappy bedroom with Grandad.
You like your new room?
Yeah, it's cool. Well, it will be when I get a few posters up and stuff.
And you're not going to miss your mates?
No.
You sure?
Well, they won't have to. They'll be coming to see me, won't they?
Will they? You never did before.
We weren't in a band then.
And you are now?
Yeah. So, how much room do you reckon you've got in the van?
Well, you've got a job on there, Clary.
Hello, Mrs. Snell.
Yeah, I'm afraid we have.
You won't get it done tonight, you know. It's getting dark.
I know, but Joe was so keen to make a start on it. Then I had to send him in.
Yes, it is getting quite chilly.
Just thought I'd tidy it up a bit for him. He's having another go in the morning.
Maybe he'd like to start by planting this.
Oh, is that for us?
Little housewarming present.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you.
Well, I did wonder about wind chimes, but peonies are marvellous. Emblems of loyalty and affection and an omen of good fortune.
Well, that'll come in handy.
Well, I don't quite know where you're going to put it.
You'll clear a space for it somewhere, don't worry.
No, I do worry. You can't just put it anywhere. I should come over and feng shui the whole garden.
Maybe when we've got a bit of weeding done.
Oh, no, you shouldn't put it off. I'm not exaggerating when I say that feng shuiing the garden at Home Farm changed Jennifer Aldridge's life.
I'm sure it did, but we've only just moved in.
Of course. But when you're more settled, just say the word.
Thanks. It's so kind of you to come over to welcome us.
Oh, what are neighbours for?
Oh, I really appreciate it. I'm going to miss being close to Betty.
Well, I realise I'd be a substitute.
Oh, well, no.
But you know you can turn to me in a crisis. I'm just down the road now.
Yeah. Do you have much to do with the folk next door?
The Newcombs? Well, past the time of day if I happen to see them.
Newcombs? So is it just a
but
couple...
But to be frank with you, Clary, I don't approve.
Why? What's the matter with them?
Weekenders.
How's that all?
All? It's everything.
Is it?
Of course. Either you commit yourself to country life or you don't.
Well, if there works in the city...
No, that isn't the point. Robert and I could just have taken a weekend cottage. And where would Ambush be then?
Well,
we wanted to be in the thick of rural life, not passing through. And I think I've made my mark.
Oh, yes, that's true.
But then, commitment is central to my worldview.
I were more wondering how they kept their gardens so nice if they're only here weekends.
Well, they get a man in. Oh, no, you won't see them out in the garden, up to their elbows in earth, like you and me, Clary, getting to grips with the very stuff of life.
Oh, look, it's Eddie coming. I'll be able to show him your nice plant.
Afternoon, neighbour.
Neighbour. What profound concepts are contained in that one simple word. Clary and I were just saying...
Mrs. Snell's brought us this plant as a housewarming present, Eddie. Wasn't that kind?
Yeah, handsome.
Don't mention it.
Folks haven't always been so welcoming lately.
Oh, they haven't.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you'll find small-minded people everywhere. I like to think I can rise above the trivial.
Well, you might give us a hand, Dad. There's loads more to bring out.
Well, I've done you enough favours for one afternoon as it is.
What is that?
Just what I were wondering.
It's a drum.
And where have you got a drum from?
Dainties.
Thank goodness for that.
It's jazzers.
Oh, so you're just minding it for a friend?
But, Edward, haven't you got enough stuff for your own? Just because you've got no room...
It was an emergency. Jazz's mum wouldn't let him have his drum kit at home anymore.
Drum kit? You mean there's more?
Of course there's more. You can't lay down much of a drum track with just one drum, can you?
But you're not going to be laying down any kind of track, are you, if they're your friends?
And why did Jazz's mum not want them?
Well, said they disturbed the neighbours. I'm not going to play them, obviously.
Good.
He is. When he comes round to practice. I'm just going to go and fetch the rest.
When he comes round to practice?
Eddie, what was you thinking of?
Oh, come on, love. It's only temporary while Jazza sorts things out with
his
mum.
Well, I hope so. Drumming carries, you know.
If it means he won't be hanging around Porchester.
It is nice he's so keen on his room.
I don't suppose it's soundproof, though, is it?
Yes, so everyone's happy.
Well, perhaps not quite everyone. Oh. I wonder if that's Marjorie come to see me. She said she might.
Oh, that ain't no Afghan.
No. It sounds
the
like...
The mum, Dad, look!
Tess!
Look,
it is! It's Tess!
Hello, old girl!
Well, that's brilliant!
Hello, Tess, girl. How you doing?
Wait till Dad sees her.
Yeah. We're all home now, aren't we?
Yes. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to cry.
Ruth. Who's just come?
Oh, no, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, you're all right for a few minutes. Pip's entertaining her with a ghost story.
Not the monkey's paw again.
Oh, I'm afraid so. Mum really shouldn't have kept practising on it. What are you looking for?
Oh, my book. You know how much hanging around there is.
You'll be talking to Usha.
Well, she could just drop me there.
Yeah, but you're often quite tired.
I've been fine the last few times.
I could pick you up.
Oh, no, you concentrate on getting those cows vaccinated.
Well, it is a priority.
Of course it is. The sooner that's done, the happier I'll feel.
And it really is a three-man job.
I know. I only wish I could help you.
Now, you concentrate on getting better.
Nearly there. Only one more session to go after this. Oh, where is it?
Hello?
In here, Usha. You fed up with waiting, sorry.
Or has Pip spooked you?
No, but she says if you don't hurry up, she'll be late for school. And actually, if we are going to drop her off.
Oh, I'm ready, really.
She was just looking for her book.
Well, you won't need a book. I can entertain you.
See, that's what I said. I'm really grateful that you could do this, Usha.
Oh, don't be silly. Any excuse for a morning off?
Oh, there might be more congenial places to spend it than a hospital. You know you'll have to hang about waiting for me.
Oh, that's all right. I've got my book.
The many men so beautiful, and they all dead, did lie, and a thousand slimy things lived on, and so did I.
Really, Nigel, I'm trying to finish my breakfast.
Sorry, but Jennifer wasn't very happy with my interpretation yesterday.
Jennifer's never happy.
I want to get it right. A thousand slimy things. No. A thousand slimy things.
Do you have to choose that particular line to practice?
But Jennifer says it's the key to the whole poem. You see, because later on, the mariner sees them, and he doesn't think they're slimy at all. And it's at that moment...
Yes, we'll save something for the performance. Oh, good.
Oh, is that the letter from the hospital?
Yes.
And what does it say?
They've given me the confirmation for the operation, the 20th.
I didn't think it would be so soon. Still, it'll be great to have it out of the way.
Yes. We'll have to sort out the children.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be a problem.
I wonder if Mum could have them.
I'm sure she'd love to. Yeah, she hasn't seen much of them lately.
Well, she's been busy with Pip and Josh. And, of course, I haven't been flavour of the month.
Don't be silly. I'm sure that's got nothing to do with it.
Maybe not.
Obviously, David and Ruth have needed her help. But, well, Ruth seems so much better.
She does. But if she's still having the chemo...
It can't hurt to ask.
So, Mrs. Archer reckons it's all going well.
Oh, I think so. Can we just hang this gate?
No one's dropped out, no, nothing.
Oh, she's told me. You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Lift. Cut my way a bit. Bit more.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Right, are you first reserve or something for Jennifer's do?
Oh, no, I ain't been asked at all.
Oh, I see.
Well, you could have written a poem special.
Yeah, but it's more stories, though, isn't it?
No, Joe Padgett is reading a poem.
Murdering it, from what Mum says.
If she'd wanted a poem about some old sailor, she'd only to say.
Yeah, I think the idea is that it's an evening of classics, not original stuff.
Then why's Joe Grundy in it?
Well, it's a classic old ghost story, isn't it? Whatever he's doing.
Classic? Joe Grundy?
How are we doing here?
We're just setting up the raceway, boss.
Has Neil finished milking?
Yes, the cows are all ready. So, what would you like me to do? Does the crush want shifting?
No, we're all right, thanks. Neil's still here, is he?
Yeah, just having a cup of tea with you, Mum.
Oh, well, maybe he could help you to get the cows through.
Oh, we can manage that. Batches of six you want, don't you?
Yeah, that's about right. If you could get a couple of dozen in the collecting yard.
Yes, and I'll push them out.
Yeah, we don't need Neil.
Still going to take all morning, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Young stock, they'll be all over the place.
Sure, I'll get them sorted.
We're not too late.
No, they had a few ring in to say they can't make it.
Looks like we were lucky.
Just as well we didn't take the Edgeley Road.
Just as well I listened to the radio this morning. At least they cleared that big one on the bypass. What was it?
An ash. Same as the one that came down by our drive. It'd be a nice bit of firewood, I suppose.
Lucky it fell the way it did.
Will you be okay to get into Felpsham?
I hope so.
I suppose you could work in the Borchester office for a couple of days if you had to.
Never mind work. I'm seeing a show on Thursday.
Of course. Where are you planning to go?
La Strada.
Oh, nice.
Well, Auntie Satya didn't think so. Oh, sure, you can't let him take you for a pizza.
La Strada's hardly just a pizza place.
Well, could you please tell her?
Have you bought a new outfit?
Oh, don't.
What?
She's sending me a sari.
You're joking.
No, I told her I was going to wear my little black number, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's very smart.
Well, she nearly burst into tears. Said she'd got just the thing for me. She was saving it for my birthday, but I must have it now.
Oh, she is keen.
I'll say she's putting it in the post today.
And is she planning to come round and dress you personally?
I wouldn't put it past her. Dear Auntie, she's so pleased I'm seeing a nice Asian boy at last.
And you aren't, of course.
I'm just being kind and neighbourly.
Oh, it's easy to be kind to an Imran Khan lookalike.
Oh, Ashok's much better looking than that, don't you think?
Hold still. That wasn't so bad, was it? How'd you go? Right, Bert, we're ready for the next lot.
Good heavens, what's she doing?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. What brings you over here?
Well, I was looking for Mum. Is something the matter with the cows?
No, just a routine precaution. Get them in, Bert!
Well, what are you injecting them for?
Can you get this one to calm down, Dad?
Come on, hold still. We're vaccinating them against leptospirosis.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't. You've got the faintest idea.
I've heard of it.
It makes cows upright.
Why don't you go and find Mum?
Sounds nasty.
It is.
It's a good thing to prevent.
Yes, but hopefully we shouldn't get any more cases.
You've had some already.
Well, only three.
Well, that's quite serious, isn't it? You lose the calf, doesn't that mean you lose the milk as well?
Yes, but...
But as Dad says, now we're vaccinating them, there shouldn't be any more cases.
Why didn't you do it before you got infection?
Do you want to take over here?
I'm just trying to understand, that's all.
We didn't.
You only do it if it shows up on the test.
Satisfied?
Why didn't it show up this year? Was there something wrong with the test?
Not exactly.
We forgot to do it.
You forgot?
It's something Ruth usually looks after.
Yeah, and funnily enough, she had other things on her mind.
There's no need to get nasty with me. I'm just concerned for you.
Oh, yeah, right.
With the mastitis and now this...
Mastitis isn't a problem.
But...
The cell count is doing fine, so you can sleep easy in your bed.
We do seem to be past the worst, thank goodness.
Of course we are.
So none of the cows have got mastitis now?
Well,
we've got one case at the moment. Every dairy herd gets the odd one, as you'd know if you'd taken an interest in the farm before.
Before what?
He's right, love. It's not uncommon.
Of course it isn't. It happens, and we've dealt with it, as we always did, even before you gave us the benefit of your expertise. So,
David! Oh, just thought I'd let you know we're back.
Thanks, Susha. Everything all right?
Fine. Ruth's back at the bungalow now.
You go back if you like, David. Bert and I can finish off here.
Well, there's no need.
Good, because I really think we need to talk.
Thanks, Dad. Maybe I will. Come on, Usha. I'll make you a cup of coffee before you go.
Ooh. Well, thanks. Bye.
David.
Leave it, Elizabeth.
I know he takes everything I say as a criticism.
He's sensitive about this leptospirosis. Well, we both are. It's something we should have picked up.
You've no reason to blame yourselves.
Oh, it's nice of you to say so.
I mean it. All the work Ruth does with the herd. How could you possibly cover for her?
Well, it hasn't been easy, but...
Especially for David.
Oh, you might tell me you understand that. I think he'd appreciate it.
He might not. Look, Dad, I'm honestly not trying to cause trouble, but all these things that are happening with the herd...
Yes?
Don't you think David might be losing his grip?
He couldn't have worked harder.
I know.
And with all he's had on his plate, it doesn't help him to have you stirring things.
I'm not.
So just leave it.
You don't take sugar, do you?
No. Ruth says she will have a cup after all.
Oh, good. She's not feeling queasy, then?
No, she's just putting her feet up.
Oh, great.
Looking out some more ghost stories for tomorrow evening.
Now, I must get the apples sorted out.
Are you making a big thing of Halloween this year?
Well, the kids got interested with Mum being so involved in Jennifer's too, so we thought we'd bob for apples, you know, roast a few chestnuts.
But you're not going?
Well, it's not ready for kids. Anyway, we can never be quite sure Ruth will be up to going out after the chemo.
She's doing well there.
Oh, I know. No, I mean, if farming weren't such a physical job, I think she'd be back at work properly by now.
I'm sure she would.
Anyway, we've decided to give the kids a real old-fashioned Halloween at home.
Do you want to get back to the farm? I can make the drinks.
No, that's all right. Dad and Bert will have finished by now. Anyway, I don't think I'd better go back until Elizabeth is safely off the premises.
I thought I noticed a little tension.
She's been giving me tips on dairy farming.
Really?
Yes. And if she keeps on doing it, I just might tell her where to shove them.
Oh, hi, Lizzie. How did you get on with Jill?
Fine. She'll have the children.
Great. You can stop worrying then.
Well, I can stop worrying about that.
What's the matter?
Brookfield's had 3 cases of leptospirosis.
Oh, dear. Is that bad?
Bad enough.
Well, how does that affect the cows?
They're bought. What really worries me is why it happened.
Well, just bad luck, isn't it?
Bad management. You can test to see if the herd needs to be vaccinated, and David forgot to.
He has had a lot to think about.
Of course he has. Why does everyone think I don't understand that?
Of course you do. I just don't know... Well, I just don't know what you think you can do about it.
Well, a lot, if anyone would let me. Dad and David are too close to the situation. They don't see what needs to be done.
Which is?
David's losing it. They need outside help.
To advise them?
Well, that would be a start. Maybe even to take over the herd.
Isn't that a bit drastic?
Someone's got to stop the rot.
I'm sure David and Phil are doing their best.
Yeah, well, it isn't good enough.
No?
They can't manage without Ruth. It's that simple. She's a really important member of the workforce.
Yeah, but maybe this isn't the best time to bother David.
Yeah, and when will be? I did try to talk to Dad about it.
And what did he say?
Well, he just thinks I'm stirring it, but I'm not.
No, but...
I'm right. I'm convinced of it. Something must be done. And quickly.
It's no good. I can't get it.
Go on, Daddy.
Oh. Don't give up. Take a deep breath and have another try. I'm sure you can do it.
You just want to see me suffer, you do.
Yes.
No, we've got faith in you.
Yeah?
You're good.
All right. Well, if you put it like that, here we go. Right, 1, 2, 3.
That's it, you've nearly got it!
Go on, Daddy!
Oh,
That was the last one, Pipsqueak.
There's plenty more in the kitchen.
I'll go and get some. Come on, Josh.
You are a fiend. You didn't have to tell her.
It's a fiendish sort of night. And she's having such fun.
She's really enjoying it, isn't she?
And Josh and me. We haven't even started on the snapdragon and the chestnuts yet.
Oh. You okay?
I'm fine.
Well, with you feeling so bad in the night, I thought we might have to call the whole thing off.
Don't be daft. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
I put all the stuff in the kitchen, lad.
Thanks. How's Jenny?
Oh, panicking. You know what she's like. Oh, those look good.
But I better start lighting them. People will be arriving soon.
Oh, I don't know when I've seen such splendid pumpkin lanterns.
Alice helped Jenny with them.
Oh,
Jack, you gave us a fright.
Listen to them, the children of the light. Such music they make. You like the costume, then?
Well, it's very...
realistic.
I've been watching Bela Lugosi.
Oh, Bram Stoker would have been proud of you.
Love the makeup.
Peggy did it.
Would I recognise that lipstick?
I've touched it up a bit.
Yes.
Peggy thinks I've gone a bit over the top.
Oh, no.
But this is a dramatic performance, isn't it?
That's the idea.
Bram Stoker was an actor.
Actor-manager, I think.
So, Dracula's supposed to be theatrical.
Well, you won't disappoint anyone, Jack.
Of course, Peggy's not quite herself at the moment.
Oh, dear, why's that?
Well, we can't find Sammy.
Does anybody know where Jennifer Audrey... Oh, my good Lord.
Oh, like the costume, though.
Didn't notice he was wearing one.
Very funny.
Who are you supposed to be, Batman?
Dracula.
Where's your teeth, then?
I haven't put them in yet.
Why, you've got teeth, too?
Of course.
You're going to be in costume, Joe.
I am in costume.
Sorry. It's very dark in here.
Well, this is what old John Breyer looked like after the Squire had ruined him.
Really? Thought that was your Sunday best?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Now, come on. Save the jokes for the audience.
Doesn't the hall look spooky with all the candles flickering in the windows?
I suppose so.
Cheer up, Nigel. Why lookest thou so?
With my crossbow, I shot the albatross.
Brilliant. Encore, encore.
Oh, that's all very well. I just hope I can remember it.
Good job you didn't try and do it all then.
What with Jennifer criticising my performance?
You'll be fine.
How do you know?
I've heard it often enough. I feel like the poor wedding guest.
And I feel like the poor mariner.
Really? And what or who is your albatross?
Well...
And before you answer, let me remind you it's Halloween. And the odd corpse or two might not be remarkable.
I didn't mean you.
I should hope not.
I felt like that about Lower Loxley sometimes.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Not now. Oh, really not since you got involved with running it.
I'm glad to hear it.
That made all the difference.
Thank you.
But before, when it was just me, oh, there were times when I wanted to be rid of it. However beautiful it was, however much I loved it.
Yet each man kills the thing he loves. I think that's happening at Brookfield.
Oh, Lizzie, surely not.
It's unthinkable, isn't it? The archers couldn't lose Brookfield. It just couldn't happen.
No.
That's what a lot of farmers thought, with family farms they've worked for generations. Look at them now.
I'm sure David and Phil wouldn't let that happen.
I wish I was. I know everyone thinks I'm just out for what I can get.
I don't.
Brookfield matters to me, too.
I know.
David and Dad are so busy trying to cope, they can't see the bigger picture.
And you can. Look, you've admitted yourself that you don't have the experience.
We've had enough crises at Lower Loxley for me to recognise when a business is on the slide.
Well, we pulled through.
Yeah, because we sat down and took a long, hard, realistic look at our options. And that's what David and Dad have got to do.
And then the wind whistled through the trees. And the black cat meowed. And the wolf howled. And the owl screeched. And the children thought they heard the rattling of ghostly chains. And the patter of ghostly hooves. And they wondered, oh, how they wondered, how much longer they were going to have to wait for the bus to Borchester.
Oh, Mummy, you're silly.
Good story, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
Wicked sound effects.
Well, I think it's time for bed now.
Oh, no.
It's very late.
Hey, I'll think of spooky things we can do in the bath.
And if you're very good, I'll come and read you another story. Maybe not quite such a spooky one.
Yes, please.
Are you sure you're up to it, love?
Of course I am.
All right. Come on then, you two. Let's see what's waiting for us in the bathroom.
He went like one that hath been stunned, and is of sense forlorn. A sadder and a wiser man, he rose the morrow morn.
Thank you, Mr. Parlagiter. I am sure everyone will agree that his performance really stank of the sea. Now, we've heard of the horrors of being adrift with water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. But I'm happy to say this isn't the case this evening. Refreshments will now be served.
Dad, have you got some news?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Well, yes, but don't you want to go and congratulate Nigel?
He's surrounded by his admirers, look.
Yeah, it was a splendid performance. Well, let's sit down, shall we?
Thank you.
Although, if this is about the farm...
Of course it is.
...then I have to say, I don't think this is really the time or the place.
Well, when would be? You wouldn't talk about it in the yard when the problem was staring us in the face.
He told you, Elizabeth, everything's under control.
David told me, and I didn't believe him. And I don't think you do either.
David is doing his best under very difficult circumstances.
Of course he is, but that's not the point.
Then what is?
His best isn't good enough.
Well, hardly think you're in a position to judge that.
Because I've never run a dairy herd.
Oh, well, that among other things.
I don't agree. I think that's exactly why I can see what's wrong. You and David are so caught up in lurching from crisis to crisis.
Oh, come on. Let's not exaggerate.
I'm not. What does your accountant say about this?
If this is just about money...
Well, look, I'm not going to pretend that isn't why I started taking more of an interest.
I thought so.
But as it turns out, I think it's providential that I did.
Do you? You don't think David might have enough to worry about without you constantly harassing him?
Of course he's got too much to worry about. That's my whole point. That's why he's letting things slip with the herd.
Elizabeth.
And that's why you need to bring in someone to help.
Once a consultant, always a consultant.
Well, that would be a start, certainly. But you may need something more radical.
Like?
Someone else to run the herd. While you've still got a herd to run.
Old John Breyer says, you'll curse the day that you were born, Squire. And so will your children's children.
Joe's still in full flood, then.
Yeah, I think we're going to be here all night. You should see Bert's face.
He's not happy, is he?
Yeah. Need a hand?
I thought I'd get a bit of this out of the way, so it won't be such a rush at the end.
Do you want me to dry?
No, you go back and enjoy the performance.
Well, what about you?
I heard it enough times at the read-through.
I'm sure we can get this done and still be out in time for Joe's big finale.
Probably. Details are over there.
All right, sure.
What were you and Elizabeth talking about in the interval? You had a face like thunder.
Oh, what do you think?
This idea of bringing someone in to look at the herd?
Yeah.
Is she still on about that?
Oh, yes. And more than look at it. Take it over if she had her way.
Oh, I thought she was just talking about bringing in a consultant like Alan.
Yeah.
Phil.
What?
You think that's not a bad idea, don't you?
Well, with all that's happened with the herd recently, we have been letting things slip. No one could deny that. It's not David's fault.
Of course it isn't. But you really think he may not be coping?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, these things happen. It could just be a run of bad luck.
He could.
Now, on the other hand, while David's telling me he can cope, what can I do? My hands are tied. I've got to trust him.
Yes, I think you have. You must think about what Elizabeth's saying, too.
Mm.
But not now. Come on. Let's leave this and go and listen to Joe.
Dead in the kitchen of his great house, with every pot and pan in the place on the floor beside him. Some said he must have pulled them down as he died.
Some said they heard a strange noise in the night, and it must have been the pots and pans falling. And if some thought otherwise, they held their peace. But if you're walking home on a dark November night, and you hear the sound of pots and pans jingling behind you, don't look back. It might just be old John Brier, still a-looking for the squire.
She all right now?
Well away. And Josh, I just hope they're not going to have nightmares.
Oh, no. I think we kept things light enough.
Yeah. It was great fun. Oh, I'm shattered, though.
Oh, you must be. Come and sit down. Come on, come and give me a cuddle.
That sounds very tempting. Oh, that's nice.
Hey, well done.
What for?
You're a wonder. You might have fooled the kids, but you didn't fool me. You've been feeling rotten all evening, haven't you?
Yeah. But I didn't want to spoil the fun.
Well, you didn't. They'd never have known.
Good.
Any chance you give me and Clary a... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Laura. I'll be down in a minute.
I didn't mean to disturb you.
I'll have to wake him soon anyway.
Oh, they look so peaceful.
Yeah. But Cathy will be here before long.
You've worn him out, poor lamb.
So good to see him again. After last week.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know whether Cathy had ever let me near him again.
Oh, that was just the heat of the moment.
It was pretty heated.
So the vicar threw a bucket of cold water over you?
It's a bit of a wake-up call.
She didn't mince their words.
Anyway, seems to have left Cathy surprisingly reasonable.
Think she's going to be surprisingly reasonable about the financial settlement.
Didn't say Janet could work miracles.
You really ought to get on to that mate of yours. What's he called?
Pete. Yeah, I know.
I've got to find that 60,000 from somewhere.
I just don't like the idea of selling out to a chain. It'd be going backwards.
I don't like it either, but...
Yeah. I know. I've got to explore the possibilities.
Hello?
Oh, Cathy, yeah. Come in.
Clary said she thought it would be all right if I came up.
Yeah, of course. As you can see, I can't move.
Oh, poor Clary. But she's cursing me. I'd get back down.
Yeah, Roger.
Bye, Cathy. Yeah, bye.
I suppose I better start waking his lordship up.
No, I'll leave him a minute. He looks so peaceful. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. Do you mind if I turn this thing off?
No. Jamie's not watching it anyway.
There's no need to look so terrified.
I'm not.
The idea of us having a talk.
Oh, sorry. It's just...
I know. Most of our talks turn into screaming matches.
It's not what I want. I'm not saying it's your fault.
No,
but
like Janet said... doesn't really matter who's right and who's wrong.
No.
What matters is the effect it's having on Jamie.
Has he said anything to you about last week?
He's very proud of his black eye.
About our row?
Yeah. He said we never used to shout at each other.
I suppose that's true.
And he said he was sorry.
Oh, I bet he is, poor little mite.
No, you don't understand. He was sorry. He thinks it's all his fault.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it? He is the reason why we're rowing.
That doesn't make it his fault.
Oh, he's 5 years old. He doesn't understand that. He blames himself.
That's terrible. I never dreamt.
Yeah, I know. I tried to tell him it wasn't true.
So will I.
But it's hard. He can't understand about you and Jolene.
No.
Oh, I'm not getting at you, Sid, for once. It's literally true. He can't understand.
I suppose not.
We have to look at it from his point of view, like Janet said. Everything's changed. We're arguing about him. It must be his fault.
Oh, Cathy. I don't know what to say. Do you think we can ever put things right for him?
Oh, I hope so. But we've got to stop using him as a weapon.
Well...
Yeah, I know. I've probably been doing that more than you have. You can see why, can't you?
I know it looks to you as if I've got everything out of this that I want, but I haven't got Jamie.
Yeah. Notice something, Sid?
What?
I'm biting my lip.
Yeah, okay. So, we call a truce where Jamie's concerned?
Yeah, we do. It's what we always intended.
I know. You just get caught up in this process.
Yeah, and now, that's not going to stop. I don't want to lead you up the garden path. There's lots of things about this situation I'm still not happy about.
I see.
I might as well tell you now. I'm delaying applying for the decree absolute until all the financial matters are satisfactorily settled.
Oh, right.
I'm not trying to get at you. I'm just being honest.
But we leave Jamie out of it.
We try.
Sid, sorry to interrupt, but you know that delivery type?
Yeah, I was just going...
Ah, I'll wake this young man up for you.
Oh, leave it a few minutes, eh? Pat's down in the bar. I'll go and talk to her. And I haven't had a chance to ask Clary how the move went. You bring him down when you're ready.
Sweetness of night.
Up to a point. Can you manage without me a bit longer, love?
Well, if you just tell us where you've hidden the tonics, yeah.
Oh, right, bottom of the cellar steps. Haven't had a chance to bring them up.
Right you are. So
you two buried the hatchet?
Don't know about buried. Covered it over.
Ah, that's a start.
We've agreed on how we're going to handle Jamie, at least.
Good. I watched Fallon go through this, you know. Still feel bad about it. Of course, Wayne didn't help.
No. Cathy's been quite reasonable about that.
But
I think the sooner I ring Pete, the better.
There weren't a dry eye in the house.
How could you tell? Most of the folks I could see had their eyes shut.
Savour in the atmosphere.
Phew, having a quiet nap. You didn't half go on.
Yeah, you're just jealous they didn't ask you.
Well, I'd have come up with something better than that.
What do you mean, come up with? That's a true story, that is.
Well, the other one, it's got pants
handed down in our family from generation to generation.
You mean you made it up last Thursday?
Grandad, have you seen Mum?
She's in the playroom. Here, you remember me telling you the tale of old John Breyer, don't you, lad?
Last night, I wasn't there.
No, and you was a nipper, every Halloween.
What are you on about?
I knew.
Now, come on, Edward. Every Halloween, I used to sit you and William down and tell you the story of old John Bryan.
Then we went out and had a good old game of spoiled trotting.
Yeah, what?
You must remember. It's an old family story. My great aunt worked for old Squire Dyke, and John Bryer was sweet on her.
You didn't mention any of this last night.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, it ain't relevant to the main part of the story. Well, yeah, but it proves it's true.
Well, because you says so.
Because I got evidence.
Yeah, he left her one of his pots.
Well, written evidence? Letters?
Yeah,
you
of course not. They couldn't write in them, did you?
It was a bit difficult when you were swinging through the trees.
I got a pewter tankard she gave him. Engraved with his initials.
If she gave it to him, how come you've got it?
She probably nicked it back if she was a relative of ours.
She got it back when he died.
So she was a squire's lady, was she, this aunt of yours?
No, I said she worked for him. Kitchen maid. That's how she met John Bryer.
She was a bit of a scrubber.
Yeah, you wash her mouth out. That's your great aunt you're talking about.
So how could she afford to buy a pewter tankard?
Saved up.
Found it in the washing up. Oh, no, sorry.
It don't exist.
It do?
All right, then. Show it to me.
Well, it might be a bit difficult.
Why?
It's in one of the boxes we got stored up at Bridge Farm.
Well, the dad fetched them home today.
Ah, that's handy, isn't it?
Well, I think it was those boxes.
Well, you have a good look. I'll be here again tomorrow evening. You show me this tankard, and I'll buy you a pint.
There, you're on. What do you have to go and tell him that for?
Because it's true and like that story. Hey, Mum!
No family loyalty.
Oh, hello, Egbert. What brings you here?
Well, Dad said I've got to ask you if it was all right if the band come round to practice tomorrow evening.
Well...
Go on. I said they could.
Oh, I suppose so. I'm going to be out anyway.
Well, I ain't. And I got the room underneath.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're going to be here showing Bert this tanker.
Well, how can I, eh? According to you, it don't exist.
Well, I'm sure it does. I'll hope you find it.
What's all this about?
Well, Bert don't believe Grandad's story about old John Briar, but I do. He used to tell it us every Halloween.
Did he?
Ah, well, now you remember. Now you want some of it.
Evening, Canary.
Hello, Cathy. How are you?
Thought I'd come and see how the move went for you.
Well, that's nice of you.
I'll buy you a pint as well, Grandad.
You and Olden.
You could do some help in the garden, Joe.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah, he could, but if you ain't interested...
And you don't mind disappointing your friends.
Oh, all right, you're right.
Good, well, let's sit over the corner there and work some of this, eh?
Don't forget your pint, Joe.
I'll bring it for you, Grandad.
Walter, the first thing we need to do is clear that vision.
What was all that about?
Oh, you know, just learning to live together again.
You're happy with the move, aren't you?
Oh, I couldn't be happier. Of course, it's still pretty chaotic.
Yeah, moving's like that.
We've got so much stored all over the place. Half the stuff I'm chucking away. Don't know why I bothered to keep it in the first place.
I know what you mean.
Bags of old clothes we ain't never going to wear again.
Oh, you should give some of them to Susan.
Well, I doubt she'll want our cast off.
Oh, for Christopher. He's making the guy.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
And if you've got any stuff that'll burn, it could go on the bonfire.
Solid stuff, yeah, I suppose it could.
I know it's pretty big already.
Oh, that's thanks to Mike Tucker.
Is it?
Yeah. Eddie's been fencing along the river up on the estate land where Mike's doing the coppicing.
Oh, is that where all the wood's coming from?
Yeah, some of it. Neil's given him a hand, bring it down.
Well, there's a lot then.
Yeah, he's really cutting the willows back.
Should be a good night.
Yeah, it should. And of course, there's a lot on here with Jolene opening the bull upstairs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice, Pete. Let's do that. Okay, bye.
Oh, sorry, but Clary and me are getting a bit pushed now.
Oh, I was just coming down. Cathy had better take this young man home, even if you do have to carry him to the car.
Oh, she's busy talking to Clary at the moment. How'd you get on with Pete?
He's not a happy man.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Of course, he didn't have much choice about letting the chain take over.
No.
It was that or go out of business. It must be heartbreaking.
It's bound to happen, though, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Well, that's why they take pubs over, to make them the same as all the others they've got. Corporate identity. Wouldn't suit you.
No. It was bad enough when I had Mrs. Woolley sticking her oar in.
Wouldn't suit me, come to that.
And at least she didn't want to turn the bull into the barrel and carrot.
I really enjoy being able to have an input into this place. I think upstairs will be a winner.
Yeah, of course it will.
I don't suppose the chain would have gone for it.
No. Not unless it fitted in with their corporate identity.
I'm sure it'll make us some money.
I'm sure it will, though, but it's capital I need.
No. Well, if you really think selling out to a chain is the only way to get Cathy her money...
Oh, no. No, Pete's put me right off that idea. I'll just have to borrow it, that's all.
Look, Lauren, I really ought to be getting on.
Oh, you've got another few minutes.
I thought you said you had to meet... What's his name?
Luke. He's my cousin, you know that.
Well, I thought you had to meet him at 8.
Well, he won't mind. Anyway, he's not here, is he?
But I've got to go. Anyway, I'll be late for my rehearsal.
No fun tonight. You're not doing any scene with me. So shall we practice that particularly nice one now?
All right. Well, that's your lot. Oh. Come on, we've both got things to do.
Okay.
What are you and Luke up to anyway?
Oh, you never listen to a word I say.
I do.
We're going over to Lower Loxley for a final recce.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
So, why are we going exactly? Tom!
All right, I'm listening now. I'm all ears.
Lower Loxley is where he's having his 21st birthday party on Sunday.
Oh, that's when they're opening the bull upstairs.
I think Luke's do's going to top that.
Oh, they're getting a good band in. It's cheap beer.
He's booked a DJ from Ibiza. Arranged it while he was there in the summer.
Mm, bit of a party animal, old Luke.
I'll say. Never mind cheap beer, it'll be champagne on tap.
Well, that's the kind of cousin to have.
Mm, he's from the seriously rich end of the family. Oh, Tom, be a night to remember. Even for you.
Hmm? Oh, well, you have a good time. Look, I'm off. People are starting to arrive.
What is only Kirsty? No one else is here yet. Anyway, Tom, it isn't just going to be me having a good time. It's
partying on down at Lower Loxley while I'm stuck with the plebs at the ball.
Oh, you don't listen, do you? Read my lips.
Sorry, babe, I can't stop now. Linda's probably waiting inside. Look, tell me tomorrow.
Hang on a minute. Oh, Tom!
Tomorrow! Hi, Kirsty.
But you're invited too.
Edward! Give me the rest! At last. Now, let's have a look at this here. JG. Oh, well, that shouldn't be too difficult. Not a true story. I'll show you, Bert Fry.
Did you want something, Grandad?
Yes, I want you to stop that infernal racket.
It's the last time I try and do something for you.
You're trying to drive me barmy.
We moved the drum kit down special so we won't be playing over your head.
Still too loud.
It's supposed to be too loud.
I'm trying to concentrate. I got a tricky job on.
What are you doing?
Never you mind.
I'm only taking an interest.
You were no bother.
That's charming. Not fuss over cleaning some old pewter.
Skilled work.
Is that what you're going to show Bert Fry? What the old tart gave to the family?
You show more respect. She was your great, 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 great...
He wants to keep track of them greats. Sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five.
You can leave me in peace.
Well, we are, actually. Thought I'd take the lads down to the Mikado rehearsal, see if Fallon's there. Should be a laugh.
Good.
Yeah, I'll leave you to your cleaning.
No, Tom, you're just not feeling it.
Well, what's there to feel? He's explaining how he came to be a minstrel.
He is the Mikado's son. It was a terrible... What is that noise? I can hardly hear myself think.
Oh, it's Ed and his mates. Shall I go and...
No, you stay here. You must get this straight.
If you say so.
Now, Nanki Poo has suffered a great fall in fortune. Forced into exile, a thing of shreds and patches. It's a terrible humiliation.
Wandering the country, getting off with the girls.
Oh,
much better than poncing around his dad's
Linda.
Court.
The point is... Yes, Kirsty, what is it?
You might want to do something about Ed Grundy and his mates. They're making a mess of the kitchen.
What on earth are they doing in the kitchen?
Playing football.
Oh, good grief, as if I didn't have enough to do. Edward! Edward!
What's the matter about?
Oh, he's just bored because Fallon's not here.
Where did he go find her then?
Oh, that would be too simple.
Where is she anyway?
Missing your little puppy dog?
Of course not. Just wondered.
Oh, giving her mum a hand, I think.
It's not like Fallon.
That's a lot to do with the bull upstairs opening on Sunday. She's quite enthusiastic about it.
Oh, I see.
We are still on for that.
Yeah, why? Is there a problem?
You haven't actually asked me.
Well, I just assumed you were coming.
Oh, did you?
My dear Kirsty, will you do me the honour of accompanying me to the opening of the bull upstairs?
I'm sorry, I've got a better offer.
What?
Brenda and Haley and some of the girls from the chorus are going.
Oh, well, if you'd rather have a girly night out, I'm sure I can make other arrangements.
Oh, don't be daft. We're all going together. It'll be a laugh.
Well, now, perhaps we can get on.
Sent them packing, did you, Linda?
I certainly did. One of them, Jazza, is it, was actually trying to make a drum kit out of the saucepans.
It's certainly a pewter tankard, we'll give you that.
Told you.
Now, you said it was engraved. These look as if they've just been scratched up.
Well, never mind that. Does this say JB or don't it?
Ooh, the B's very curly.
It's old-fashioned script. Come on. You bet me a pint I didn't have a pewter tankard with the initials JB on it. And I have.
Yeah, I suppose you have. All right, you'll get your point.
Thank you.
We should show this to Frieda. She'd like to see it.
Why?
She believed you.
I never understood what an intelligent woman like Frieda was doing with a bloke like you.
Don't push your luck.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you give me the money, I'll fetch the next round. I can't say fairer than that.
Well, he wants to change, mind.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll get it.
Evening. You seen Fallon?
Oh, no, not this side of the bar.
Is that Grandad's famous tankard?
Oh, ain't you seen it before?
Not close to. I thought so, the old twister.
Oi, what's the matter with it?
Don't you think the bee's a bit sus?
Well, he said it was old-fashioned script.
Yeah, from an old-fashioned con artist.
Are you saying he's faked it?
Well, not all of it. The initials JG ring a bell.
Joe Grundy, the old devil.
Oh, you're a point to the good anyway.
Oh, I ain't. I just handed over the money for it.
Well, you got to hand it to him.
Ooh, I know what I'd like to hand him.
Want to get your own back?
How?
Well, that was a good night's work. We're getting somewhere at last.
You were good, Tom.
Just your scenes with Yum Yum that are the problem.
Yeah, fancy a drink, Linda?
The others have gone on to the Bull.
Oh, well, if you're sure I won't be cramping your style. Oh, is this Lauren?
Lauren?
She's a bit late, isn't she?
She wasn't called tonight.
Tom? Oh, surprise, surprise.
Why don't you two go ahead? I'll see what she wants.
Are you sure I can leave you alone with her?
Get my pint in. And don't be so daft. I won't be long.
All right.
Tell her to come and join us.
Right.
Tom, you've got a minute.
Look, I can't be long. Linda wants to give me some notes.
Well, neither can I. I've got Luke in the back of the car.
And I'm sure he wants to get home.
He does. But I wanted to sort things out with you first.
What things?
His party. I knew you weren't listening. You're invited too. I told you ages ago.
I thought it was just a family do.
You're my boyfriend. Lauren plus guest. It says so on the invitation.
You never showed me the invitation.
I told you the day I got it.
I'm sorry, Lauren, but I can't go.
Why not? It's going to be great.
I promised to go to the Bull upstairs with a gang from the Mikado.
You're going to blow out the party of the millennium for some local hot...
Tom, are you ready now?
Oh, all right, I'll come. Now, you better get back to your cousin.
You're not just saying that. I don't want any more misunderstandings.
I'll come.
Everything all right?
I should think so.
Good evening, Lauren. Well, are you going to this Bull upstairs, do, Kirsty?
What? Oh, yeah.
Well, suppose I offered you a sit-down meal with all the champagne you could drink and music provided by one of the best DJs in Ibiza.
You're not going to invite Kirsty.
No contest, is it?
I'm not with you.
I think your cousin wants you. You'd better go.
Yeah, all right, Luke. See you then, Tom.
Yeah,
Kirsty.
Yeah. Off you go. See ya.
Looking forward to it.
What was all that about?
I reckon she just wants us to know she's got a better offer than the Bull.
Well, she can keep it. We know how to party.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a night.
Are you okay?
Of course. Look, why don't we give this drink a miss? Go home, the long way around.
Thanks, Bert. That was a real good evening.
Boy, glad you could come back.
Well, you never say no to a nightcap. You're a scholar and a gentleman.
And thanks for giving Frieda a look at the tankard.
Oh, she's a fine woman. Yeah.
I was glad to have a second look as well.
Oh, well, all good things must come to an end.
Oh, you sure you'll be all right walking home?
Oh, fresh air will do me good. Settle the fumes a bit.
It's a bit murky, though. You don't want to talk.
Oh, got cat's eyes, I have. Night, then. Night.
I really ought to be getting back.
Do you have to?
I've got to be up at 8.
Just another 5 minutes.
No. Tom, stop. There's someone coming.
Where? No, oh, it's Joe Grundy. He won't notice us.
Look at the way he's weaving all over the road.
Now, where was I?
Stump here, lend me your green mare. Along here. What was that? Too much apple brandy, I guess. I once heard a go to Lady Confair with the brewer, Jen Stewart, Peter Gurney. Hey? Who's that? Anybody there? That's the wind in the wires. Scarecrow. Well, it's Peter Gurney, Peter somebody else, Sarry Og, similar fella. Oh, Uncle Tom Cobbley, and all. Oh, Uncle Tom Cobbley. Oh, my God! Who's there?
Old John Breuer.
Who can't be?
It's old John Breuer looking for the squire.
He can't be.
Oh, you do.
Leave me alone, I made you up!
Of course you did, you old twister!
Oh, Grandad, you've got us white as
I know a ghost.
Give me a heart attack.
Serves you right, streaming along like that.
Yeah, making up stories, forging tankards.
I really thought it was old John Breuer coming to get me.
Well, it's a good job you made him up then, ain't it?
Yeah, admit it, Granddad, you've been out good and proper.
Yeah, all right, you win. You got me fair and square.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to hear. We'd better get you home
before anyone else comes to get you. Go on, Grandad, better take me on.
And all them spots and that.
Oh, they're freeders, and I'd better get them back before she notices.
Oh, there might be another ghost on the loose.
Yes, if it could do that, we'd be very grateful. Yes. Oh, well, these things happen.
You guess what Shula's talked... Oh, sorry.
I won't be a minute. We'll expect you at the usual time, then. Yes, thanks again. Bye.
Sorry. I didn't realise you were on the phone.
Oh, no, that's fine. What did Shula want?
They've got a date for Daniel's adoption hearing. End of the month.
That's good news.
She's very pleased. They're all going to court. Anyone can join them, friends and family. It sounds as if it'll be a nice occasion.
Yes, they make more of it these days.
Mrs. Alistair's thrilled. And they're going to take Daniel out somewhere afterwards.
Oh, nice.
And she says now that's out of the way, she can start making plans for Daniel's birthday.
Oh, that'll be soon now, won't it? Mm. Oh, how time flies.
Was that Neil who came to the door?
Yes. I'm afraid there's been a bit of a problem with the milk. That's what I've been sorting out.
But what's happened?
Well, he didn't realise there was a cow in the withdrawal period. You know, antibiotics.
But you've taped a tail.
Yes, but it's easy to forget if you're in a hurry. I've done it myself. That's what happens when you get different people milking.
Did he put it in the bulk tank?
I'm afraid so. It means, of course, we've probably lost the whole lot.
Oh, dear.
That's just warning the dairy company. When the driver comes, he'll need to do a test.
But that's just a formality. You know it's contaminated.
Yes. It'll all have to be disposed of.
Oh, poor Neil. I bet he was upset.
Oh, yes. Well, you know how conscientious he is.
Anyone can make a mistake.
Yes, that's what I said. Like we did with the leptospirosis test.
And it's not as if our insurance won't cover it.
No.
You're really getting worried about the herd, aren't you?
Well, I am. I mean, it's just one more thing. And I'm not looking forward to telling David about it either.
You all right, you're in?
Yeah, of course I am.
If we get this one over by the wall...
All right, you are.
There we go. Right, now all we've got to do is move them chairs.
Are you sure you've got time to do this?
Yeah, of course I have. The appointment's not till 10:30.
You'll need to change, though.
Well, that won't take me long. Oh. I'm sorry I shan't be here to help when all the stuff arrives.
Well, we'll manage.
That pool table's pretty heavy, not to mention the jukebox.
Well, I'm sure the deliverers will be big, strong men.
It's going to be tricky getting them up them stairs.
Cope.
I mean, there's that bend. Maybe I should cancel.
Don't you dare. I can't get round a couple of delivery men.
Yes, that's true. Well, so long as you're sure.
Of course I am. You got to get this money for Kathy sorted. It's been worrying you long enough.
Yes, and I don't want it hanging over that big night.
Oh, it's going to be great, isn't it? Lots of folk have said they're coming.
Good.
And Fallon's really excited about it.
Oh, well, that's a start. It's the young ones we're trying to attract. Not quite as young as her, of course.
Yeah, but this is the first time she's shown much interest in anything we're doing.
Do you reckon she's starting to think of the Buller's home?
Well, I hope so.
Hmm. Well, so do I.
On the other hand, it could just mean that whoever Mr. Wonderful is, he must be coming.
You still reckon it's Tom Archer?
Yeah. If you'd seen her face when he gave her hand bringing them pops back last week, I reckon she's got a real crush on him.
It's not as if there were that many of them.
It would explain her sudden interest in G&S.
You don't think it's reciprocated, do you?
No, she's just a kid. He wouldn't be interested in her. She's far too young for him.
Poor Fallon. So she don't stand much chance.
Well, that's what you want at that age.
Is it?
A hopeless passion. It's more romantic and less complicated.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if lads feel that way.
You'd be surprised. Look at Ed Grundy.
Him and Emma Carter.
Oh, him and Fallon. You must have noticed the way he's always hanging round here.
That's right, Jed. Go on.
Dad, have you got a minute?
Morning, David.
Well, I was just taking the rams out.
I need a word.
Oh, all right.
You wouldn't mind?
All right, Jed. That's enough. Jed!
Good boy. I've just seen the tanker driver. He says we've got antibiotics in the milk.
Yes, I'm afraid it was Neil. It's easily done.
But she was tail-taped.
Oh, come on, David. When you're in a hurry...
Oh, don't make excuses, Dad. It was flaming careless.
Well, yes, it was.
It's a day's milk gone.
The insurance should cover it.
Well, even so, it shouldn't happen.
No, of course it shouldn't. But when you get these different people milking... We miss Ruth, that's the truth of it.
Of course we do.
And it's got to be some time before she's back with us fully.
Not if she has her way.
Oh, I know how eager she is, but surely it wouldn't be sensible.
Oh, I wouldn't be very happy about her starting back till she's finished the chemo.
Of course not.
If it was any other kind of job.
And she did have quite a bad reaction this week, didn't she?
Yeah, but she was very brave about it. You'd never have known.
Yes, Jill said how much the children enjoyed your Halloween.
Talking of the kids, I've got to pick Pip up from school today, I'm afraid.
Well, that's no problem.
Well, it's just that I did say I'd help Bert to look at the cow's feet. That's another thing that's slipping.
And another one bites the dust. Oh, yes.
Hello, love. Oh, my word. That's the table enough.
Oh, and it plays like a dream. You fancy a game?
Well, not just now. We ought to be thinking about opening.
Oh, hang on. A few minutes won't hurt. Aren't you going to tell me how you got on?
Well...
Oh, it's not good news, is it? I can tell by your face.
No, not really.
What, he wouldn't lend you the money?
Oh, yeah, yes, he will. Oh. I thought it was going to be tough and go at first. Well,
did he look through the books?
Yeah, and I told him about all the new ideas we've got for upping the income.
Yeah, like this baby here.
Yeah. Yes, and of course we've got quite a bit of equity now they've valued the pub.
Yeah.
Of course, I still owe 100,000.
Yeah, but like you said, there's a fair bit of equity built up, so... So what's the problem?
On a 60k loan. Yeah. Of the repayments. It'll be another 800 a month.
Oh, well, as much as that?
Yeah. It's because of my age. They want it back in 9 years. And with insurance, it's nearly 900.
Oh, all adds up, don't it?
Yeah. You're not kidding. And I've got to take maintenance for Jamie into account. Yeah, not to mention Kathy.
Oh, love. It's going to leave everything so tight.
Don't say how I can do it, really.
Well, look, Sid, we're going to have to think of another way of raising the cash.
Like what?
I don't know. But we'll think of something.
You must be starting to realise what you're letting yourself in for, throwing your lot in with me.
Oh, come here!
Huh? God, the jukebox. I hadn't even noticed it.
No, wait, just a minute.
It's a beauty. Yeah. You know, I don't think we've really got time to play with it now.
No. I want you to hear this. I got it put on special.
Oh, all right.
Sometimes it's hard.
Oh, Jolene. I don't know what to say.
Well, you don't need to say anything.
You really mean it too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about this money, Sid. You know, we'll find it somehow. You have
time. So come on, tell all.
There isn't that much to tell.
Oh, Usha.
There's not. We just had a really nice evening.
Did you wear the sari Auntie Satchi sent?
Yes, I did in the end. He thought it was very nice.
And the restaurant was good?
Oh, yes, you must try it.
Yeah, we must. Anyway, come on, I want all the juicy details.
Well, I had the bruschetta and he had the minestrone.
Not those kind of details. What did you talk about?
Everything, really.
That's specific.
Well... We talked about work a bit. We've got quite a lot in common.
Yeah?
He was just very easy to talk to.
Ooh, that's good. First dates can be a bit steep.
No, this was very relaxed.
Not too relaxed, I hope.
What do you mean?
Just a little hint of sexual tension.
Maybe just a little.
So?
So, nothing. He was the perfect gentleman.
Oh, how disappointing.
Oh, Ruth, you are awful.
Not even a good night kiss?
We shook hands.
Oh, well, it's a start, I suppose.
You are going to see him again?
Oh, yes.
Good. Well, I expect more progress next time.
I'll see what I can do.
And I want all the details.
You're as bad as Auntie Satya.
But she hasn't been on to you already, has she?
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock this morning.
Thanks, Bert. You take that lot back and I'll have a breather.
Phil, I was just wondering... You're right?
Yes, I'm just a bit tired, that's all.
Shut it. Come on, sit down a minute.
Yes, I think I'm better.
What on earth have you been doing?
Oh, just giving Bert a hand with the cow's feet.
Has one of them kicked you?
No, nothing like that, only some of them were a bit difficult to get into the crush.
Phil, you're 72. You can't be wrestling with cows.
Well, I know, but David needed to fetch Pip.
I could have done that. Why didn't you let me know?
Well, it didn't seem to be a problem. Well, it isn't a problem.
You're exhausted. You should have left it.
You know, we keep leaving things, though, don't we? And look what happens.
How do you think it's going to help if you get ill as well?
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, it does seem to be one thing after another.
I can't quite believe I'm saying this, but do you think Elizabeth might have a point?
Well, I'm afraid it's beginning to look that way.
Maybe we do need to get some professional support. At least for the time being.
Well, I know I said I had to trust David, and I do. But I just can't see how it's going to get any better.
No.
In fact, quite the opposite. Look at this problem with the milk.
I know.
He blames Neil and Mike for it, but it's not their fault.
It's not like David to take things out on other people.
He's just too stretched.
You all are. No shame in admitting that.
No. Having a word with the consultant's the sensible thing to do.
Of course it is. I mean, it can't hurt, can it?
Oh, no. I only hope I can get David to see it like that.
The Archers is written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.